The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we like to shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and microcap markets. Today we're speaking with Lexaria Bioscience Corp. The company's traded here in the States under the ticker symbol LXRP and on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol LXX. We're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer for the company, Chris Bunka. Chris, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for being so kind and having us on your show.
Absolutely. We look forward to learning more about what you and your company are all about. Listeners, we're going to dive into the news, learn about the management team, the milestones, and then touch on the goals for the company as well. So, Chris, let's start at the beginning, the building blocks for the company. What is it that you're doing there at Lexaria Bioscience Corp?
We completely revolutionize the way your body is able to process certain molecules. Simple as that. Gets complicated the way we do it, but the bottom line is, if you are using cannabis in any form for medical or recreational purposes, we can help your body to absorb and process that molecule more effectively than it otherwise does.
Well, and that's a lot right there. To be honest with you, within this industry, which is going to need to be, at least here in the States, closely watched, there's a lot of junk that goes into these things. There's a lot of fillers, as is there with any kind of food or vitamin here in the States. So break that down just a little bit further for us.
Okay, so let's pull out your notepad if you're listening and jot down some numbers. When people smoke, whether it's a cigarette or cannabis, roughly 30 to 40% of the active molecule that you're trying to absorb actually makes its way into your bloodstream. And by pharmacological studies, that's a very high number. Intravenous, of course, is 100%, shooting something straight into your bloodstream. When you go to sublingual absorption, something you put under your tongue, for a lot of medications, I have a headache medication I take that way, your absorption level drops to around 14 to 16%, about half that of smoking. And when you go to edible format, bad news is typical absorption rates are between 4 and 6%, i.e., if 1,000 milligrams is in the product that you eat, 40 to 60 of that 1,000 ultimately makes its way into your bloodstream. Our technology allows for 5 to 10-fold improvements in that edible absorption rate without the unhealthy effects of smoking. So we will typically get 20 to 40% absorption rates from edible formats of cannabis or from other drugs and vitamins that we can work with without causing lung disease and without offending neighbors and people on the street or what have you with the smell of cannabis or cigarette smoking. And let's face it, you know, Lexaria does not pass judgment on whether people want to use a product or another product. What we're saying is the world has moved on from the 1970s. It's currently illegal to smoke cigarettes in just about any public place in America or Canada. And the same thing is going to eventually be true for cannabis. So we have to expect that that is coming and we have to prepare for it. We allow for these more healthy ways of ingesting these products without offending the people around you.
Yeah, here's a news flash for everybody. Smoking's bad for you. Let that sink in for just a minute. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's tobacco with all the poisons we know they put inside there. Cannabis smoke is still a carcinogen. So the bottom line is cannabinoid-infused edibles, as well as some of the tinctures and the sublinguals that you talked about earlier from other companies. Look, most of the companies working in this space are finding ways for you to get this product into you without smoking. Why is that? A lot of doctors, a lot of people like that, a lot of educated people that, like you said, it's not the 70s. We know smoking's bad for you. So one big piece of news and something I really want to talk about, and we're going to get into it now because I think it's important for people to understand the worldwide market that you just touched on. You've just been given a patent for cannabinoid-infused edibles in Australia. We spend so much time worrying about state to state here in America, but Australia legalized recently. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, because that really starts to hit our big sweet spot. We're a bit of an unusual animal. We're mostly Canadian management. We are an American company. We have over a 10-year history in America as a public company. We've been around a while. But our technology is universal as far as the world is concerned. So we have discussions going on right now in several countries around the world, many, many states in America, Canada, and Australia, among others, in Europe and other continents as well. So Lexari is a bit of a different animal. We are a B2B company. We primarily have a business plan that's built around partnering with all of your favorite brands and products that you're already used to. So we are not a competitor to some of the big brands out there. We are another layer that helps to make their existing products even better than they already are. So for that reason, yes, just recently we were awarded a patent in Australia. It's a 20-year patent, and our method of improving that edibles or GI delivery of cannabis has now been patented in Australia. We were patented in America as of last fall, October of last year. We were awarded our patent in America. And here's where it gets pretty sweet. We have patents pending in 44 countries around the world. We have 19 patents pending in America on our suite of technology. Our technology is very advanced. It's a very, very simple idea. It's so simple that it's laughable. But the implementation of it is a little bit more serious. We are the only company that we are aware of in North America that has a national government entity as one of our research partners. So the NRC, the National Research Council in Canada, has awarded us a grant, and we are working through a $250,000 R&D program with them as we speak, where they are doing some very advanced work with advanced equipment, let me just say it that way, where we are kind of characterizing the molecular structure, exactly what we've achieved. One of the reasons that we are international in scope, and one of the reasons that national governments are interested in what we're doing, is because our technology is not applicable only to cannabinoids. Our technology is applicable to the delivery of vitamins, to the delivery of NSAIDs, that's non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and those are products that you recognize in your bathroom, like acetaminophen, say Tylenol or Advil or Excedrin. And it's also applicable to nicotine. And the reason for that is that all of those classes of molecules share some certain characteristics that are amenable to our technology. So when we start talking to policymakers and to governments and to people who are writing laws, they're interested in what we do from a public health perspective. Because guess what? It is not news that when you go to the drugstore and you buy yourself a bottle of vitamins, for the most part, now this is not always true, but most of the time it is true, for the most part, over 90% of what's in that bottle ends up in your toilet. And that is a fact. And so malnutrition or suboptimal rates of absorption of essential vitamins and nutrients is a public health problem everywhere in the world. And our technology starts to address that. So our tech, it's quite laughable. I'm sure some of our existing people in government in America would not like to hear this, but the truth is our technology was developed for cannabis, but it has applications outside of the cannabis sector that are really profound, especially when you talk about nicotine and millions of people who die every year from smoking tobacco. Imagine that we could put nicotine in a cup of coffee so that people could enjoy their nicotine without having the health effects of smoking.
Ooh, that's a game changer. That's disruptive right there. What a great time to be talking to Lexaria. I want you to learn more about this company, LexariaBioscience.com. They want you to stay connected and get regular updates socially. To do that, just use those ticker symbols. Find a press release, LXRP or LXX, and you can get those social links, and I'm sure they're available at the website, LexariaBioscience.com. Well, as you look at 2017, as we are already past the halfway point, as you look into 2018 as the leader, the CEO, what are some of your goals for the company?
Well, we've been primarily focused on R&D and demonstrating the ability to put our tech into products. So we've made things like coffee and tea and hot chocolate. We've made protein bars. We've made capsules. We've made a number of different products. On the other hand, we have not demonstrated to our investors yet that we can commercialize this in a widespread way. We are working on things that, and we expect to have a lot to announce in the second half of 2017 and 2018 in that regard. We also have some things that we are working on that we expect to be able to announce this year with regards to additional R&D that we think is going to raise some eyebrows. We're very excited about it internally. And because we have that enormous patent suite, we are absolutely expecting movement on our IP, our intellectual property portfolio. So as 2018 comes along, you will hopefully start to see us diversify, not diminish, only add through diversification, participation with partners, corporate partners in the NSAID and perhaps vitamin and nicotine space, as well as really start to see some commercial progress in our cannabis-related technology. So lots of new partners, lots of new industries. Never been a more exciting time than it is right now. And the last thing I guess I'll say is we got very, very fortunate to have replaced and repaired our balance sheet in the last 8 months. Sounds boring, but what it means is we have several million dollars in the bank. We have no need to go to the market for public financing. We are fully capable of kind of contributing to and being in control of our own destiny. We have a lot going on, and I think investors are going to be really excited over a 6 and 12 month period.
Doesn't sound boring. It sounds essential for success. We've seen so many companies with great ideas come and go to the wayside because of toxic financings here in the small and microcap space. So being an accountant, I'm never bored by numbers. I appreciate you sharing that part with us.
Toxic financings are another whole subject that I could talk about sometime. I think they are decrepit and awful and should be banned. I'm very glad to say we've never participated in one of those.
Outstanding. Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Lexaria CEO Chris Bunka. Chris, thank you so much for your time, your insight into this industry, this disruption that you're about to bring to some of these new spaces. You know, good luck to you and your company here in 2017 and well beyond. We expect great things from you. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Thank you so much. We're going to kill it.
All right, buddy. For Chris Bunka, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.